It is the Hometown Morning Show, and on the air with us, our good friend, Jenny Pyle, who we miss seeing face-to-face, but she's on the phone from the Breckenridge County Health Department. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. We miss you, and we miss the treats you bring us.
I know. I miss everybody. I completely miss everybody.
But if we all play by the rules, and we all do what we need to do, and what we're being asked to do nicely before we get told to do it, we're going to put the curb on this thing, and things will get back to normal a lot quicker.
Absolutely. And I think Kentucky is doing a phenomenal job. I think Governor Beshear is doing a phenomenal job. He gives updates every day at 4 o'clock our time, 5 o'clock Eastern time, of course. But even on a smaller scale, Breckenridge County is doing a phenomenal job. We started on this thing a little bit before we were really mandated to start on this. We got together with some providers and started communication and started getting ahead of the game a little bit, because we knew, after watching all over the world and all over the country, we kind of knew what was coming this way. So I really do think we've done a phenomenal job. I wanted to kind of go over, I'm getting a lot of questions about a lot of different things. But one of my most common questions, first of all, we do not have a case in Breckenridge County. We do not have a positive case. We are testing in this county. We do have that capability. And one of the questions I'm getting is regarding tests. So not everybody will be tested because tests are so limited. And we're following CDC guidelines. And, of course, each case is different. But we have the hotline here set up for that. You can always call the state hotline. We set up a local number because we were getting a lot of calls. People could not get through to the hotline. I think they're taking over 2,000 calls a day, which is insane in my book. But a local number that you can call is 270-756-6548. And they are doing that screening on there as well. So we can screen you locally. Your doctor's offices have all been given the guidance to screen. And, of course, we're here at the health department working every day, sometimes day and night, to make sure that we keep up with this thing and that we keep Breckenridge County where we need to be. So,
all right. You know, and that is, I know a lot of folks have had a lot of questions, and I'm sure you all have been asked a ton of questions, so we want to thank you for coming on and clarifying a few things. What are the tips from you all and the CDC to help curb this thing? We know social isolation. I trust that folks that are at work, a lot of folks are not at work right now. Folks that are at work are following guidelines. I know we certainly are here.
Right.
And we're trying to do everything by the book because, you know, we love our community, we love our staff, and we love our friends, and we want them to be able to come and see us again someday. So what do we need to keep in mind, Jenny? Like, just any unnecessary gatherings?
Right. We have actually worked real close with most all the businesses in the county and helped them set up guidelines. Our biggest thing that we can stress to people, if you are not working, if you are not an essential, what they consider an essential employee, stay home. And from my side of it, stay home and enjoy your kids. Enjoy the time. Enjoy this beautiful weather. You don't have to stay inside your house, but get outside. Take the kids outside. Do fun, new, creative things, and stay away from everybody else. Stay in your bubble, I guess is what I would say. If you do have to go out to the grocery, try to choose a time where there aren't a whole lot of people there. That is one of my biggest, when I drive by the grocery stores, and I hope that everyone is using their social distancing. It's hard because we're in Breckenridge County, and we are a very social community.
Right.
We are very close, and we are very tight-knit. So wave from afar and, you know, continue to practice those things. If you are sick, do not leave your house. You know, if it's something you think that is related to coronavirus, call the hotline. One of the biggest things is if you are sick and they are not going to test you for coronavirus and they have told you to stay home for 14 days. If you are tested and you test negative, finish your 14 days just out of precaution.
Sure.
Finish those things up. And to kind of lighten things up a little bit, we know everybody is worried and everybody is scared. We're going to start something kind of fun. So social media is a huge outlet right now for a lot of people. So if everyone will start posting the creative things that they are doing, I see these all over Facebook and I love it, but hashtag Breck, B-R-E-C-K, stay home, and start posting the things that you're doing, keeping your social distancing on there. And we want to see all of these things from all over the county on what people are doing to stay away from this.
Okay, and it's still the kind of the 6-foot rule, but more if you can.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Wash your hands multiple times a day. Don't share personal items. If you have one person in the house sick, as terrible as this sounds, keep them to themselves. Have them a special room and a special bathroom. Countertops, you know, postpone all non-essential medical appointments. And, of course, if you have emergencies, our EMS is still running strong. They are taking all of their precautions. Our emergency room is seeing people every day like normal. They are just taking extra precautions. So if it's something you would normally go to the doctor for, and I know everybody's heard this from the governor multiple times, if it's something you would normally go to the doctor for, call your health care provider. If you have an emergency, do what you would normally do in that emergency, but give some guidance on the phone. Hey, I've had a cough. I'm short of breath. I've had a fever. Do those types of things and just take that extra step.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, thank you, Jenny. I'm sure we'll be in touch more, and I just want to thank you a lot for taking time. I know you all have been crazy busy. Thanks for taking time to talk to us a little bit. One thing, too, we wanted to ask you about neighboring county, you know, the rumor mill, you see social media and all. Grayson County has posted time and time again that they do not have a case. It is a Grayson County in a different state.
Oh.
So, you know, Meredith and I were talking about that. It is not, as far as we know, our neighbors, Grayson County.
Well, I'll tell you, we get calls all the time from people in Colorado because there is a Breckenridge, mm-hmm. Colorado.
Right. It's spelled it wrong, though.
It blows my mind because I'm like, I have no idea what school you're talking about. And they say, well, we're so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Well, it's Breckenridge, Colorado. Right. So, absolutely. Yes, there are lots of rumors. I would encourage you not to feed into those rumors. You are more than welcome to call the health department anytime. We will address your issue. We will talk to you. I encourage you not to repost those rumors on social media. When or if we do have a case, the community will know. Now, of course, we abide by all the privacy guidelines and laws and things like that, but we will keep our county up to date, and we will work with our partners to do that. Our leaders, mayors, and judge executive, we've all worked together on this.
Okay. We know you all are doing your best, and we appreciate you. Jenny, we'll be in touch soon. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
And before we jump off, I want to give a huge shout-out to all of your staff working at the hospital because
absolutely
they have done nothing but work hard. Your leaders there have worked hard. Everybody has stepped up to the plate in this entire county, and I am super impressed. And I am super proud to live here and super proud to be a part of all of this. So,
fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yay, Breck County.